आशवाणी तन्यू स्टेट पाय शरण्या बजट सेशन ऑफ पार्लियामेंट विल बिगिन टुडे विद प्रेसिडेंट द्रौपदी मुर्मू एड्रेसिंग अ जॉइंट सेटिंग ऑफ बोथ हाउस इन दिस मॉर्निंग फॉलोइंग द प्रेसिडेंट्स एड्रेस यूनियन फाइनेंस मिनिस्टर निर्मला सीतारमन विल प्रेजेंट द इकोनॉमिक सर्वे ड्यूरिंग अ ब्रीफ सेशन ऑफ बोथ लोकसभा एंड राज्यसभा. Our correspondent reports that the presentation of the economic survey marks the official start of the budget session in Parliament. Yesterday, an all-party meeting convened ahead of budget session of Parliament was held at the Parliament House complex. During the meeting, the government sought cooperation from all political parties to ensure smooth functioning of the Parliament session. Speaking to media after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said there are 16 bill and 19 businesses already listed in the House. Congress MP Pramod Tiwari said that his party will raise the issue of unemployment, inflation and the constitution. He also expressed concern over the Mahakumbh incident. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is set to present a union budget for the fiscal year 2025-26 tomorrow. The upcoming budget is anticipated to unveil the government's economic priorities and fiscal strategies to deal with the pressing domestic and global challenges. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asked people to bet on India when it comes to the space sector. In social media posts, Mr. Modi shared country's space journey during the last 10 years. A total of 457 satellites have been launched by India since 2014. A total of 398 foreign satellites were launched by India in the past 10 years as opposed to just 35 foreign satellites before 2014. The New Delhi World Book Fair 2025 will commence tomorrow at the Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. This year, the fair theme is We the People of India, commemorating 75 years of the Republic of India. The 9-day fair will be inaugurated by President Draupadi Murmu. Speaking to Akashwani News, the director of National Book Trust, Yuvraj Malik, highlighted that this year Russia is the focus country of the fair and over 50 countries will participate. He added that nearly 2,000 publishers and 1,000 speakers will attend the fair. U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed that there were no survivors in the mid-air collision between American Airlines flight carrying 64 people and a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter in Washington, D.C. Speaking at news conference at the White House, President Trump stated that the cause of the crash is still under investigation. The crash, which occurred near Ronald Reagan National Airport, involved an American Airlines regional jet with 64 people aboard and a U.S. Black Hawk helicopter carrying 3 soldiers. No survivors have been found. The recovery operation is ongoing with 28 bodies recovered so far from the freezing cold Potomac River. 8 more hostages, including 3 Israeli and 5 Thai nationals held by Hamas in Gaza, have been released amid chaotic scenes as part of the ceasefire deal with Israel. This is the part of the third round of the hostage prisoner swap under the ceasefire agreement between Palestinian groups and Israel, aimed at de-escalating the conflict in the region. Meanwhile, after delay due to chaotic scenes as the hostages handover in the southern Gaza, Israel authorities have released 110 Palestinian prisoners as part of the agreement. Bangladesh Hindu Buddhist Christian Unity Council (BHBCUCC) has reported that 174 attacks on religious minorities occurred across Bangladesh over the last 4.5 months, resulting in 23 deaths. This data was compiled from various media outlets covering the period from 21st August to 31st December of the previous year. The 38th National Games in Uttarakhand continue to captivate sports enthusiasts and thrilling competition and outstanding performances by athletes. After the third day of the event in Karnataka is leading the medal tally with the 7 gold, followed closely by Manipur and Maharashtra. And that is the end of this news bulletin.